Well, the power is back on today at Atlanta's airport after that massive outage yesterday, but 300 flights were canceled today after 1,000 yesterday. Imagine trying to rebook over 1,000 flights the week before Christmas. Bradley George with Georgia Public Broadcasting is in Atlanta. And Bradley, Delta had 900 of those flights canceled. At least they're saying that passengers don't have to pay the $200 change fee.
That's right, but it's going to be a lot of changing because there are a lot of stranded Delta passengers here, and there are also folks, you know, when this power outage happened, there were flights that were diverted to other airports, and so they've got to get all of this straightened out. They're saying that they could do it by Tuesday, but the last time there was an outage or a stoppage at the Atlanta airport, it took them about 5 days for Delta to sort it out.
This is back in April during that weird storm, and people also, that was a vacation week and people were traveling. So start with some of the effects today because, as you said, planes didn't get where they were supposed to be, so hundreds of flights were canceled again today.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it is a foggy day in Atlanta. And, of course, fog and commercial air flights don't go well together, so there are delays and cancellations due to that. There are still a lot of passengers stuck in the terminal, so they've got to get all of those people dealt with. And on top of that, everybody's still wondering what caused this this outage. The only thing that we know so far, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed and officials from Georgia Power have said that it was not deliberate.
Well, not deliberate. That's good. Because people were concerned. They felt there wasn't enough information. They didn't know if this was terrorism related. But it was said to be caused by a fire in an underground electrical facility. We heard spokespeople say, we have redundancy. Don't worry, we have redundancy. But why didn't the redundancy work? Is that one of the questions?
Yeah, so from what we know so far, apparently the fire, it was so intense that it affected the redundant system. It actually, I believe it melted the switch that was supposed to turn on the redundancy. So, you know, there was, I saw this on social media yesterday, a lot of people asking, well, why doesn't the world's busiest airport have a backup generator? Well, they did. It just happened to be located right next to where this fire happened, so they weren't able to activate it.
Yeah, this caused big concerns for especially the elderly, people in wheelchairs. I mean, think about it. Elevators, escalators not working. Here's passenger Laura Ward talking about just that.
We were literally carrying old people down the escalators and up escalators and carrying wheelchairs. And my heart was like racing because I'm scared for these people's lives. And we're just like, you know, random people.
Random people with random acts of kindness. We're also hearing that the passengers stuck on the tarmac included former Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. He served under President Obama. Not happy, he tweeted out, total and abject failure here at ATL Airport. I'm stuck on Delta flight, passengers and crew tolerating it, but no excuse for lack of workable redundant power source. None. So obviously that's the big question, the redundant power source. But what are some of the other questions that come out of this?
Well, I think the big question is just the kind of lack of communication. I mean, this seemed to have taken the airport, the city which manages the airport, were just sort of completely taken aback by this, and they were reluctant to share information with the public. Mayor Kasim Reed talked in a press conference last night that they wanted to make sure that they took care of the situation and then they understood the situation before they started talking about what caused it or how long it would take to fix. But a lot of flyers were just really frustrated by the lack of communication from the airport, from the airlines about what was going on during this outage.
Yeah, and remember, people were saying on social media, some water fountains and toilets that rely on those electric motion sensors not working. You can imagine there. Vending machines not working. Chick-fil-A usually closed on Sundays, but they provided meals for travelers.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to remember, too, is that it is a huge airport, and it's not all in one building, right? There are these concourses, and they're connected through these underground tunnels, and there's this high-speed train system that runs between the concourses. So if you're stuck way out on Concourse C or D, and you're trying to get out of the airport, and there's no power, and you can't take the train, and there's no no electricity, there's no light, that's a really untenable situation.
And where are a lot of these people? We understand some of them were bused to a stadium.
Bus to a stadium, bus to a convention center next to the airport. A lot of people spent the night there. But there are also seeing pictures of people sleeping in the lobby of the terminal as well. So you know, as we said, it's going to be a challenge getting these people wherever it is that they need to go. And on top of the fact that we're going into the Christmas travel week.
Right.
And you're going to have a lot of traffic at the airport this week.
Yeah. Bradley George with Georgia Public Broadcasting there in Atlanta, still recovering from yesterday's power outage. Bradley, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.